You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, WHFR.fm, the station making waves. Welcome to another edition of Motor Live Drive at 5. This afternoon we have the guitar sax duo of Sam Tyro and Luis Hirschlieb, and they're going to be doing some great stuff for us, some blues, some jazz, some improvisation, some slap guitar, all kinds of great stuff. So you're in for a treat there. All right. I'm going to see, basically, if I can hear you guys.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing there?
How's it going? Anyway, how you doing, gentlemen?
Pretty good. Doing fine.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Ty Lowe.
Bear with me
way.
For 1 second here.
Sure.
All righty. All right, say it again.
Oh, how you doing?
How's it going?
We're perfect. Okay.
Cool. Oh, good.
So, thank you for coming down to play for us.
Anytime.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us.
All right. Looks like you got quite a few tracks here to play. That looks good. And you're going to start off with something called Universe Sensation?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
I wrote this, getting a little bit of test. Hold on 1 second. I think my headphones are kind of being weird here. I wrote this when I was 16. This was many moons ago at the Plymouth Coffee Bean. I'm 27 years old now. I'm pretty sure you'll absolutely love it. It's something that's a lot different, as you'll see. So, yeah. Would you like to hear it?
I'm ready when you are,
all
gentlemen.
Right. Check this out. This is this one's gonna be just me playing. Sam's gonna do a lot of music with me here, but
we'll be right back. All right. That was awesome. So, called Universal Sensation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Universe Sensation. It'll be released on my first, well, be released this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it going to be on an EP, a full length, just a single?
Both. It's going to start on a single. It was originally, when I was growing up, I recorded about 5 to 6 different albums. None of them were ever released, but I want to take all of this work, put it into like a new album, and then release it with that. And it's going to be really cool. You guys will really like it. It's going to be a lot different than the live version, but it'll be like that. Like, it'll be that thing, you know. I can't describe it.
Well, we'll know when it comes out. I guess when the full length is ready, then you'll have to come back and you play for us again. Then how's that sound?
That'd be wonderful. I'd love for you guys to have me. I'm having a lot of fun. I want to thank Sam Tylo as well, because he's the one that really got me out here.
All right. Well, speaking of that, while we're here and talking, why don't we start with Sam and then introduce yourself and what you do and maybe a little background musically, what other things you do and how you got started a little bit, that kind of thing?
Oh, sure. My name is Sam Tylo. I've been involved in some sort of music probably since I was in grade school. I seem to have had a good voice because the sisters would like to stick me in the middle of the people who didn't sing or couldn't sing. And from then, I really didn't do much music until I got to high school. I had a choice of taking a study hall or chorale, and I decided to take chorale. That led to clarinet and saxophone, and I've been hooked on the saxophone ever since. I actually still have the original saxophone I had in high school. I've also...
The one you're playing right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's always had a pretty decent tone and fits my hands well, let's say. And I also sing. I play clarinet, bass clarinet, and dabble in other instruments. I wouldn't say I'm accomplished on any of them. But also, I've been a registered nurse for over 30 years. And I also do a little plumbing on the side. My father was a master plumber, but, you know, that's kind of rounds out the whole idea of my life is being a Renaissance man. You know, you want to be involved. And the more knowledge you have about life, to me, it's like the more control you have over your own life.
Sounds like a plan. That's an interesting combination. Registered nurse and plumbing. But that's cool. And so you've been playing for pretty much most of your life, which we won't talk about how long it's been, but it's been a while.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
It's music, because music was always something that, even though I was away from it several times for several years, I've always come back to and enjoyed it.
Great. Wonderful.
Yes. Anything else you might like to know about me?
No, I think you covered quite a bit. Why don't we talk to Luis for a second?
And, very good.
And you do the same.
I have to thank Luis, because he's been like a godsend in a way. We've been collaborating on some things, and it's a very, very good partnership we have.
Okay. Yeah, let's work on that for a second. That's okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Kind of okay. Feels like I got, you want me to get water in your ear?
No, it's a preamp, sorry.
All right. Well, it sounds a little funny to me, but I'm sure it's fine.
Sounds good on my end. We're good.
All right, let's see here. All right, my name is Luis Hirschlieb. I'm 27 years old. I'm going to be 28 on February 6th, so that's coming up. Pretty excited about that. I'm the founder of Project Union Street. It's super cool artisan community. There's over 400-plus business owners, singer-songwriters, artists of all caliber. You got people doing culinary arts. You got people doing info tech, IT. We got people, you know, like yourself, you know, running studios, doing like the grind, bringing people music and art and collaboration to our communities. We strive to help all musicians and all artists meet their potential by offering different electronic tools, offering meetups, offering the ability for them to get to know the musicians in their community. Before Project Union Street launched in 2013, I had no clue that there was this much of a diversified, concentrated set of musicians, not just in my hometown, but Metro Detroit, the whole Michigan area, and then just United States, everything. It's really amazing. You know, when you go to other parts of not only the United States but the world. You can kind of see the difference. You know, you go out west, you go up north, there's not going to be as many people and places as we have right here in Metro Detroit, and especially with WHFR doing what you guys are doing and everything else. Mm-hmm. I think that is super cool, so thank you.
Oh, we appreciate it. It's our pleasure. Yeah, I've spoken with many people from other cities, including New York, and they know both because they've lived in both cities, and they say, yeah, they don't hold a candle to us. And we're talking even New York.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
that definitely. Tells you.
Yes.
I mean, you think of the population in New York City, you'd figure, ah, they'd have us beat by a mile. Not going to happen.
You could fit a few cities in Detroit. A lot of people don't know that, but you could fit like San Francisco and a few other cities in there.
As far as square miles, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It just, people forget about that, you know. And then the fact that our metro area goes way beyond the city, like Chicago's a perfect example. As soon as you leave the city limits, it becomes instant farmland. Whereas Detroit, you have to go like 60 miles in any direction before it starts slowing down, so to speak. Enough about that, but why don't we get into another track? What are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear South of Itmouth Blues. South of Itmouth Blues, written by the wonderful Sean Fitzgerald. I just want to do a quick plug for this man. He's no longer with us. He passed away around 2008, 2009. He's a great friend of mine. And Detroit and Michigan. He was a real Detroit blues man. He did a lot to bring not just myself to hosting events and, you know, wanting to know more about my fellow musicians, but he was just such a great person and a great friend. But he wrote this song back in 1993 at the basement of the Gotham City Cafe in Detroit.
Wow, and that's bringing back memories.
Yeah.
It is, yes.
He did a lot of really great stuff for Detroit, and I don't know, I think the only thing that really made me that sad in terms of, like, I mean, I get sad anytime anyone passes away, but only other time I was that sad was my grandma passed away. He was a good friend of mine.
Well, let's say that we're going to hear South of 8 Mile, and this is to Sean,
This is to and by Sean Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Of Detroit.
Let's do it.
From Detroit City, USA. That's where I come to, and that is where I stay. I got holes in the soles and the shoes that are on my feet. Your daddy won't let you drown on my dust. Well, I got the sound of it, my blues. Doesn't matter which side, decide not to choose. Ooh, and I'm singing those South of Itmouth. Doesn't matter where you go, cause you always know you're wrong. On a bus full of people look different from me. I say I'm out of place, brother, where should I be? Front was looking at me sideways, beginning to wonder if I'm living off number days. Well, I got those South of Itmouth blues. Ooh, I'm in the middle of the tracks, so whose side is the wrong side? It doesn't matter which side, just side not to choose. Ooh, I'm in the South of Itmouth. blues. And it doesn't matter where you go, because you always know where you are. Doesn't matter which side, the side not to choose. Ooh, the end I've seen the side of it, my. I'm always wrong. You know that it took down everything the south of a mile. Then he professed to be a Christian. I say, who do you think's driving your dump truck? Well, I got the south of it, my blues. Ooh, I'm in the middle of the tracks, no, which side is the wrong side. Doesn't matter which side, decide not to choose. Singing those South of it, my. Well, I got those South of it, my blues. Ooh, I'm in the middle of the tracks, no one side is the wrong side. Doesn't matter what side, decide not to choose. Yeah, and I'm singing those South of it, my. Deep black and white segregation, rich and poor.
It was written by Sean Fitzgerald.
Yeah. All right.
Man. Thank you. I miss him. If anyone out there knows Sean Fitzgerald, man, you know how awesome he was. And yeah, he wrote that.
That's great, man. Yeah. You guys sound like you've been playing together for quite a while.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you know, a couple of days.
No, more like a couple of years, few years, something like that. Yeah,
definitely.
How did you meet?
Trinity House. Was it Trinity House?
I think we met at the Cladaw originally.
Really?
Actually, yes.
Huh.
The Cladaw over near Schoolcraft College. They used to have an open mic. And then I ran into him at...
That was hosted by John Finan.
Yes,
another great
was.
Guy.
Yes.
Awesome,
and,
dude.
Trinity House, they have open mic every 2 weeks. I met him there. And then at a little place in Canton, 502.
So you just started kind of bumping into each other. And
yeah. And then really a couple years ago, we started hanging around together and stuff. And... collaborated on some things, you know, because just seemed to be a nice guy to know.
Thank you. You're
talented man, too, you know.
Same with you, man. You're awesome. You're
sometimes,
super talented.
You know, I'm still blowing some rust out of these pipes, you know.
Hey, the pipes are still working. That's all it
well,
matters.
Well, that's good. That is good. So we've actually been around, you know, and done a few little gigs here and there, and it seems to work out pretty good.
Any plans to, and forgive me if you already do have, but actually to do a record together, release that?
That would be pretty
yes,
cool.
We have been working on that. We've kind of collaborating on some things, because a lot of things that Luis does doesn't always necessarily need a saxophone, but I could put a little keyboards in the background or something, mm-hmm. you know, and...
certainly vocals, right?
Certainly vocals, yes. And we do some harmony stuff together. I don't know if we'll do any today, but...
I know he's working on, you know, we got our own projects as well, but he just started a really cool band called Detroit Live Bullet.
Oh, yes. Well, I didn't start it, but the fortunate thing was I've been looking for a band to play with, and...
you got discovered.
I got discovered by some gentlemen. It's called Live Bullet Detroit. We're a Bob Seger tribute band. And we've done some charity gigs, and we opened at the Token back in December. And we have some upcoming gigs in towards the end of March, April, and May. So,
well, if you want to mention them, certainly. Do you know the particulars? Or
well, I know May the 6th will be at the Road Rangers Lounge down in Taylor. I know mm-hmm. that one for sure. The rest of them I don't have on the top of my head, though.
I would like to say that Sam here, well, I host at the Token. I do event booking. We book local national acts. But Sam has helped me a great deal in the very beginning when I first got into all that, coming to the shows every week. And I remember it was like, you know, in the very beginning, it was very small numbers, right? When I was like, I was just getting into it. You know, he kept coming and bringing friends, and then friends brought friends, and, you know, those friends brought friends, and it just caught on. And now, you know, everyone over at the Token Lounge, they've always been really supportive. And I just want to say that, like, all the people at Token, like, you know, Jenny, John, Josh, Steve, all these people are amazing people. So if you ever get a chance, go check out that club, because they are super friendly and awesome.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great acts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Same thing here, you know, a lot of good support from people, because I've...
a lot of fun to be around.
You know, and then I have a solo thing I do also with backing tracks and singing. And but I enjoy playing with people the most, you know, and Luis is a godsend to play with.
Thank you. You're great. A godsend.
You're welcome.
Well, we look forward to seeing you collaborate in the future. That'd be awesome. So,
well, thank you.
We'll see what happens. All right, let's do another track. The sure. next one is?
The next one
Tom
is...
Tom Turkey Came to Dinner.
That's an interesting title.
Oh, well, it's an interesting song. You know, I...
He wrote this last Thanksgiving, and I was there.
Yes, there is a turkey farm near my house, actually, on Five Mile. It's like one of the last remnants of any ruralness that's in Livonia. And every year I don't know if they breed them there, but they raise several thousand turkeys. And, of course, they sell them for the holidays. And, you know, so that kind of inspired this song.
It was cool. It's just a kind of a jam.
It's kind of like, basic blues.
I'm just going to do some blues. Okay. And I'll let you do it. It's not going to be anything too crazy.
No, this is more like a...
You do? I can't remember. Do you do horn for this in the middle?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Right, just give me a nod or something.
I'll do three verses of horn.
Okay.
Huh? The last verse.
Sure. Good deal.
Okay.
And this is, what is it called?
Tom Turkey Came to Dinner.
All right, let's do it. I'm getting hungry now, by the way.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, I hear they have good turkey next door at the restaurant here, so...
Hold on one second.
Well, I met old Tom Turkey over at the turkey farm. Well, I met old Tom Turkey over at the turkey farm. I want to come out of the cold and get my fellas warm, said Tom. Well, I said, I said, come on over to my place, I've got a home with lots to eat. Well, I said, come on over, Tom, I've got a place with lots to eat. Tom, we have some food, let's give thanks and we'll have something to eat. Yes, sir, I said. I said, Mr. Turkey, he said, gobble, 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 what's up, hey, dude? Mr. Turkey said, gobble, 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 hey, dude, what's up? We had Tom cooking before too long, and then we just went and gobbled him up.
Oh, no. What are we gonna do?
Friends. Well, I say let this be a warning to all my turkey friends. Just be careful if you're invited to dinner. That could just be the end. Yes, Tom Turkey. Yes, he tasted good, too, you know. Poor Tom,
what, you didn't save any for me?
Well, you know, actually, it was good. I actually purchased one from the turkey farm this year. It was a bit expensive, but it was very good.
Well, you know, it's pretty much fresh, about as fresh as you're going to get.
Yeah, it ain't going to get any fresher than that, that's for sure.
Because it flew on your plate.
Yeah, there you go. Unless it flew right on your plate. But I'd hate to be pulling feathers out of my teeth.
So it was still doing its last couple of gobbles before you get dug in, huh?
Yeah, I offered it a goblet of wine, and then I gobbled it up.
Awesome. Tom Turkey came to dinner.
Yes.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have Sam Tyro and Luis Hirschlieb.
Oh, it's Ty Lowe.
Ty Lowe?
Yes, sir.
Instead of Ty Lowe. Okay, Ty Lowe.
You said Tyro, I thought.
No, I did say low.
Oh, did you? Oh, well, that's higher low. See, I crack a lot of bad jokes, so I hope you don't mind. I find new victims every day, and I found you.
Okay. Well,
but,
yeah.
No, I actually had a guy across the street from me says, "Oh, I know some relatives of yours." I says, "Oh, you know, because there's not very many Tylos," and it ended up that the person's name was Tyro that he was talking about. Mm-hmm. So it was very interesting. I met this guy, and it's like, well, we're not related, but it's a pleasure to meet him. Because he had come down from Canada to visit this guy.
Yeah.
But so much for the background stuff.
All right, so if somebody's interested in any of your music, is there any places they can go as far as on the internet or anywhere else?
You can go to unionstreet.louishirschlieb.com and not only learn about Sammy and I, but up to 400 plus different musicians of all different types.
Yeah,
Project Union Street's a great community and has more than just musicians in it. Go on there. Our YouTube has over 100 different videos of different people performing it. Not just the shows that I book, but the stuff they send in to us as well.
And I would say really by about the end of this month, we're going to have we'll have music on SoundCloud and
we'll
stuff
have something
like
up there, yeah.
Oh, yes, we will.
I mean, I already have one of my own, but like with what Sammy are going to do with our collaboration.
And since I have a radio show here now, I can announce that stuff. I'm allowed to, right?
Announce.
When our stuff may come out.
Yeah, sure. Go
for okay,
it.
Very good.
He's like, look out.
Here it comes.
Yes. And
it's just like the door flies open and a CD, just one CD flies in.
Well, we are working on a CD also, but we haven't completed it yet. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a little time.
You know what's really cool? And like this is kind of, it's Project Union Street Artists, a really cool band called Barely On. They are going to, I heard this from Brian. He's going to put out, and if anyone that likes Barely On is listening, dude, those guys are awesome too. They're putting out a cassette, like an actual cassette.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be their next CD. Well, but he said that he's going to. I think it might be like unreleased stuff, but that was.
Oh well,
cool.
That'd be very nice.
Do you guys still get cassettes here in the studio? Do people? Is there any?
Not very often, but if we do get them, we are able to play them. I have a cassette player right here, so
cool.
It is doable. Yes.
Nice, dude. Huh. Yeah.
All right.
This.
Yeah, you could do that.
Right, sure. I'm going to do this one on my own real quick. This is one that I started writing at the Trinity House Theater. It's called Fly On, then parentheses of the night.
All right.
I also want to say, I'm on Facebook, so is Sammy. You can find all of us on Facebook.
Dancing in the summer, all our hands blue, fly on through the night. Ooh. Yeah, over there, you're amazing. Lie with me. See the world, see the world through the
All right.
Oh, it's called Fly On Through the Night.
Fly On Through the Night, and that's one of your tracks?
I can't hear any audio from you.
Yeah, we're having issues again.
Invisible Man.
Oh, I gotta turn this.
Invisible Man.
Hang on 1 second. We're good.
Oh, okay.
Is that better?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, now I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. This is pretty cool. Huh? That was called Fly On Through the Night. That'll be available pretty soon. Yeah. I guess we'll do another track. This next one is actually a Van Morrison song that Sammy likes to play. I learned it for him, so... You know.
Yeah, it's my signature song. I've been playing every band I've been in for,
Well, it's not
decades.
Your signature song. It's Van Morrison's signature song.
Right. But I like to call it mine just because I love to sing it. And people say I do it okay, and it's like, well, hey.
So every time you join a band, you tell them you're not going to be part of the band unless they will do moon dance. Is that what I'm getting out of
that? Well, basically, that's it. Now, you know, maybe I had to make an exception for the Bob Seger tribute band.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly, I don't think.
Well, you never know, though. Because,
unless Bob Seger did a cover of Moondance sometime in his career.
Well, Bob Seger did I've Been Working, which was a Van Morrison song, you know,
okay.
And stuff. But anyway, you know,
yeah.
Bob Seger's a good guy.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to meet Alto Reed, though. Now, there's a guy that plays in his performances 5 different saxophones plus flute, and who knows what else he does, and moves around the stage like he's,
like he's still a young man.
Yes, and he's probably still a young man, I guess. I don't know. I don't know his age.
Well, young is relative in 2016, you know.
It is.
What was considered old, you know, like 100 years ago? It's like...
Well, yes, 60 is the new 40, I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yep.
I think that as like modern technology progresses and advances, we're going to start seeing people looking a lot younger when they're older, especially about 200 or 300 years from now. I mean, mm-hmm. I just read in the paper recently, they not only are coming out with a technology called Draco that can kill every virus known to man, basically. Like, this has been tested. It's in colleges, and it's just not FDA approved. They're going to have fillings that can replace teeth. And then when you realize how much less stress you're going to have on the human body, and as a result, less tension on, you know, the human experience, the human psychology, you know, when you get even just like having a Latin, you know, viral infection, like cold sores or something, can make it where your body, you know, you're going to age fast.
But hopefully it won't kill the humans as well as the viruses.
Well, hey, they said the same thing about penicillin.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Sorry about that.
All right, so this is going to be a cover of Van Morrison's Moon Dance.
Yes, with Sammy on vocals.
All right.
All right, we'll do it with the normal thing we do. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. All the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whispering hush, and all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blood. Can I just have one more moon dancer with you, my love? Can I just make some more romancer with you, my love? Well, I want to make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the moment has come. When I know that the time is just right, then straight into my arms you will run. There and then my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. For every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. You don't know how much you want me. Can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dancer with you, my love? Can I just make some more romancer with you, my love? Skies.
All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper and hush, and all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blood. Can I just have one more moon dancer with you, my love? Would I just make some more romance with you, my love? One more moon dancer with you on a moonlit night, on a moonlit star shining night. Yeah. And moonlight on a moonlit star shining night. Can I just have one more moon dance with you? My love.
All right. Okay.
We'll throw in a little toot there.
Oh, well, you know, got to toot your own horn, so to speak, sometimes.
Literally.
Yeah, and I guess you did, didn't you?
Well, I did. Like I said, I'm still blowing some rust out of these pipes. But, you know.
I do want to say everyone can find tons of information, because you asked me earlier where they can find this, unionstreet.louisehirschlieb.com. We're going to get a more easy-to-remember thing. It's unionstreet, all one word, .LUISHIRSCHLIEB. As in Brian.com. And there's tons of information there. Anyone in Metro Detroit that may have a gig or an event or something like that that's, you know, legitimate, and there's artists going to be involved in everything, and it's open to the public, you can reach us, or reach me or Project Industry or, you know, the people in charge of that, at yourevents@louisehirschlieb.com. Again, that's yourevents@LUISHIRSCHLIEB. It's a, you know, it's free. We'll post your event up there, promote you on our website. It's a
very
community.
Cool.
We could anyone, even this radio station, even the people in that studio right in front of us. They can, right there, you guys, I see you. You can do that. Okay.
Well, I did post my dog and pony show on there, too. You know?
Oh, no. He's joking.
Oh, no, I always tell bad jokes.
He's like, no, I'm not. No. Well, if it's a real event, it's going to be music, why not?
Sure.
All right, before we continue on, I want to apologize to both you gentlemen. I guess I did put in the letter R on the credits there. That's my fault.
That's no big deal.
And then,
I get Tyler and Taylor a lot.
But it is definitely Sam Tylo.
Yes, sir.
And then autocorrect on here, and I didn't catch it in time. It keeps wanting to put your name down as Hirschfield.
Hirschlieb. Although that sounds a little cooler, actually.
Yeah, well,
it sounds like I'm going to like come up with a theory of gravity or something. You know? Hirschfield's law.
Oh, I wish there was a way you could just like turn that off, you know, just click a button and turn it off.
Oh, the autocorrect.
On things like, you know, texting and, you know, entering information on the computer now, it seems to know what you want to type in, even though it doesn't, you know. So.
Oh, yes. Well, Hirschlieb kind of almost sounds like an old-style impresario name, you know, like Serge Diaghilev, who brought ballet to America and all that. You know, the people who were the big promoters and brought people in.
But well, anyway. See, I was adopted, so I have a German last name.
Well, I know. That's kind of
so
cool.
It is kind of a mixed up thing of Spanish first name, German last name, but it is cool. I'm the only Louis Hirschlieb.
Well, welcome to the melting
probably
pot.
You don't get too many, like, you know, mistaken identities, like somebody mailing something to you for the other, you know, Louis Hirschlieb.
It's literally like finding something like Jose
Fitzgerald
or something.
Jose Schwartzman, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Jose Miller or something?
Well, and as far as I know, I'm the only Sam Tylo in America. Now, my grandfather's name was Sam, so at one time there was two Sam Tylos.
Well, because Tylo wasn't the original spelling.
No, it's not. It was a Ukrainian. It was a Ukrainian. Yeah, it was a Polish-Ukrainian name, Grandpa shortened. It was Coco Tylo, but, you know. Yeah. I can imagine the kind of nicknames I would have had with that. Huh. But anyway, it's very good to be here. Thank you.
Yes, it's been our pleasure. I appreciate you gentlemen coming down. You've been listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5. We've had Sam Tylo and Luis Hirschlieb. We got, hey, as long as it goes right over the air, that's all that matters. You know?
Oh, very good. Very good, yes.
And I guess we get probably just time for one more track.
Sure.
You wanted to do I'll Be Back Tomorrow.
Yes.
It looks like we got roughly about 7 minutes. Will
sure.
that work?
Oh, okay. Sure, we'll close it out with that.
Good, yes.
I guess I'll say before we close out, well, do you have anything to say real quick?
Well, if I could put in a quick plug for a friend of mine, Mary Slavin. She's a jazz vocalist of the year.
Heard of her, yes.
Yes, she'll be performing up here on Saturday at Bistro 222.
Okay.
Up on Michigan Avenue, and also I believe Friday she'll be at the Onyx in Royal Oak. Just, you know, she's been very helpful to me, so I'm returning the favor.
Sounds good.
And I hope to have her on my show sometime soon.
Sounds good.
I also want to say that we have a bunch of really cool shows coming up at Token Lounge. You can contact me on Facebook, learn more about that. Some are going to be on the 27th of
February.
27th of February, 28th yes. of March. I am booking for that. You can always contact me about booking at booking@louishirschlieb.com. All right. This is we're going to close out with a song that I wrote back in 2004 or something like that. 2005. Long time ago.
You were a youngin' back then.
I was a youngin' back then.
I know.
Yeah. Very young. Still remember it, though. This song was really cool. It's called I'll Be Back Tomorrow.
All right.
And like I said, thank you, everyone, for listening. Project Union Street, unionstreet.louishirschlieb.com. And if you want your events on our website, book it, your events at louishirschlieb.com. Just send your event.
And by the way, we do have an event we're playing on Sunday at St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Grosse Pointe.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
3 p.m. Sunday. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, 3 a.m. I don't think they'd let us in the church. They probably have it locked up.
No.
Or they'd lock us up because they thought we were breaking in.
What? Breaking in with instruments.
Yeah. Well, you know. You never know.
All right, here we go. I'll be back tomorrow. And, yeah, this is a really cool thing.
Tomorrow, I'll be back tomorrow. second and say congratulations to my good friend Shane Hutter on the birth of his very first daughter, Lucinda. He's in Australia now, but congrats, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Awesome, right on time.
Oh, that was.
we are Luis Hershlieb and Sam Tylo, and like I said, look up Project King Street. Thank you. Bam.
We did all right.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves. The 18th Annual Homelessness Marathon Broadcast, a national town hall discussion on poverty and homelessness in America.
I think it would be pretty startling for the majority of the public to know that within about two blocks from the White House itself, there are homeless people sleeping in parks.
This year, we'll be live from the streets of Washington, D.C. That's the Homelessness Marathon Broadcast, coming to you soon and heard right here
on WHFR Dearborn, beginning at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 17th, running until 9 a.m. Thursday, February 18th.